Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wayne Bilardi. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ed McGee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Consuegra. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sandy Consuegra. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Consuegra fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Del Singh moves to second. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards third. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carrasquel moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth bunts towards third. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carrasquel moves to third. Fox moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilardi fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Heft covering. It's a double play. Carrasquel scores. Fox moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft takes first base on ball four. House moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. House moves to third. Heft moves to second. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Jackson pinch hits for Sandy Consuegra. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Maury Martin now pitching. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Delsing bunts towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Boone reaches second base with a double. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bilardi takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone scores. Bilardi moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Delsing. Fox reaches second base with a double. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. House hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Heft is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-1 in the game. Batts is called out on strikes. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a pop-up towards short. Karis Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Hatfield moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bilardi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. House hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. House reaches second base with a double. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Heft hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Heft reaches second base with a double. House scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene is walked intentionally. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-2 in the game. Batts hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bilardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a pop-up towards short. Caris Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bilardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Don Johnson now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McGee. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Boone scores. There goes Bilardi trying to get to home. McGee throws the ball into Caris Quell, who relays the ball to Batts, who tags Bilardi, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's Tigers, 3, White Sox, 3. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee strikes out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Caris Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caris Quell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Caris Quell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. House hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Billy Heft. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Herbert now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groth is called out on strikes. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-3 in the game. Batts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Boone strikes out. The game is over. The final score. Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.